Finally, a last little story here is, I mean, here at the Naked Scientist, we are all pretty warm-hearted people, aren't we, I'd say?
I think so, yes.
Very nice. Maybe not Chris, but he's not here, so we can say what we like about him. But now researchers at Yale University have shown that it might actually be down to our choice of drinks rather than our lovely warm personalities. Writing in the latest issue of the journal Science, the researchers have found that people judged others to be more generous and caring if you've just held a warm cup of coffee, but actually you think people aren't so nice if you've just held an iced coffee. And following on from this, they also found that people are more likely to give something to others if you've just held something warm, but more likely to take something if you've held something cold. And to test this, the researchers got some volunteers in, some students, and asked them briefly to hold a cup of warm coffee or a cup of iced coffee. So just, can you just hold this a second? And then the volunteers were then given a packet of information about a person and asked to assess their personality. And the volunteers felt that the person was significantly warmer in personal terms. You know, this person's a nice person, generous, and so, if they'd just been holding the hot coffee compared with if they'd just held iced coffee. And then they did some more experiments where volunteers either held hot or cold packs and were told that they could either have a gift certificate for a friend or a gift for themselves. And those who just held a hot pack were actually more likely to ask for a gift certificate for their friends than to ask for something for themselves. So not only does physical warmth make us see other people as warmer, but it actually makes us nicer people. So go and turn the heating up. And this actually ties in. There is some science behind it. because it ties in with recent brain studies that show that hot or cold can trigger activity in parts of your brain called the insular cortex. And this area has been found to be damaged in people who have a borderline personality disorder, meaning that they can't figure out who to trust and they can't cooperate with people. So it probably all ties in with the same area of the brain.
Very interesting. And they didn't drink the drink, so it wasn't that they were just enjoying the buzz of some coffee.
No, you just got to hold it. So go and make me a tea, Ben.
Crikey, very interesting.